Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. We'll see what he has to say today about the quarterbacks. Adam Schefter saying yesterday on SportsCenter that this was the week he had pegged as Wilson being healthy. Now, whether he has new information, we don't know that. But I'm awfully curious to see what happens here today. As I mentioned earlier, I don't know what happened with this blocking sled. Whether it morphed into Lawrence Taylor and sacked Wilson from behind, landing on his calf. How did we get here, Limits? How did we get here? Schefter reported week one that Wilson told the Steelers he was ready to play. Okay? Now we're a month later. What is going on? Did he re-aggravate this? What's happening? If he was in his prime in Seattle and was still a great player, would he have played all these games? I tend to wonder, don't you?
That's what's just so concerning to me about this, Joe. And maybe concerning is not the right word, but curious. Because how much has Wilson's status really changed? And that's something that I asked Brian Batko about last week. Like, is he doing more and more at practice? And it seems like basically it's baby steps with Russell Wilson to nurse this calf issue. And I guess they don't want his calf to burst on the one slight movement on the field during a game. But I don't know, man. This seems very odd to me. And maybe that they just wanted an extended look at Justin Fields and also say, hey, Russell, we still believe in you, playing both sides. The whole thing is odd.
No, Russell, we still believe in you is not happening. That may be their intention. But if he's healthy and the other guy's playing in front of him, and for all I know, Russell might think he is well enough to play.
Might be their words, just not their actions.
He's dressed in pads everywhere.
As the emergency third quarterback, he's in pads, yeah.
What is going on? It may come to a head today. Although we could again get Tomlin saying for, what, the fourth or fifth time, status quo with Russ. He's going to be limited on Wednesday. All together now, we'll let his participation and the quality of that participation
be our guide.
Very good. Do you think that's what we will hear today?
Yes.
At some point before Christmas, that has to change, right? At some point, Tomlin has to sit there and say, Russell's 100%. He's going to be a full participant in practice. And then what does he say next? What would he say next?
I think he's going to give a little bit more with Russell Wilson this week. Yeah, we like where he's at. We'll see how practice goes, and then we'll determine based off practice and what we've seen game reps-wise from Justin to see if he'll start against Dallas, which I think he will.
I think if this keeps going the way it's going, that one of these weeks, maybe today, he's going to have to say Russ is cleared to be a full participant. However, I'm moving ahead with Justin. I love what I've seen. We're 3-1 or we're 5-1 or we're 6-2 or whatever it's going to be. We're 3-3. I'm moving ahead. We're going to move ahead and operate with Justin as our number one guy. Glad to have Russell healthy. He'll be available. That type of thing. Don't you? I mean, at some point, doesn't that have to happen?
All right, let's say that Dallas wins this game and the Steelers lose. And Justin Fields has an okay performance. He turns the ball over once. There's another questionable fumble maybe that the Steelers recover, and the Steelers lose by a possession to Dallas.
Yeah.
And let's say, hypothetically, going into it, that today Tomlin says, status quo again with Russell Wilson fighting his way back maybe next week. Is that the point in time where they shift? Like, is this still a Justin Fields has to continue winning and having significant success to the point where the first four games, yeah, they matter, but they don't matter as much as throwing Russell Wilson out there. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Is this still an audition?
Yeah, I think it may come to a head today. In a very short amount of time, we're going to have the Tomlin news conference, top of the hour. The time right now is 11:43, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And check this out. Verizon, the official 5G network of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is treating deserving veterans to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th to nominate a vet. No purchase necessary, 18 plus to enter. Visit lunchwithcamhaywardfromverizon.com. That's lunchwithcamhaywardfromverizon.com for details. Man, that would be pretty cool.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like
room?
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. Did I mention 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills? In the meantime, let's finish up with one of the greatest moments of many of our lives 11 years ago today, the wild card game against the Reds. We just had Jason Grilley. Man, was he fabulous. He said his hair was standing up after he heard that Cueto clip. God, was that great.
And I love that he's still a Pittsburgh guy. Well, he still lives here.
And speaking of Pittsburgh guys, how fitting was it that the final ground ball, of course, it goes to second base where Neil Walker gobbles it up and throws to first.
You can't write the scripts, man. You can't write the scripts.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis, Greg Brown said. What a call that was, huh? Limits?
That's one of my favorite Greg Brown calls. You know, he really, especially in that 13, 14, 15 run.
Yeah.
And, you know, broadcasters like to say it. The better the team plays, it seems like the better the broadcasters sound. But Greg Brown's calls of that, and I remember the 2015, maybe it was 2014, I think it was 15, the McCutchen home run against St. Louis in the 14th inning.
Him and Blass. Unbelievable.
And then the Sunday call when they were 2.5 out at the All-Star break when they walked off St. Louis in that Sunday night baseball game, Gregory Polanco, of all players, with the walk-off.
Incredible. And I thought I had a vision of Mulsey at the wild card game with me, but I'm told in the back by Donnie and Pony that Mulsey famously was not at the wild card game. So I'm misremembering that.
Were you in the stands or the press box?
That's the story I have from that night. I went over there and very bitterly was told, my bitter reaction, there's no room at the inn here. Either I didn't sign up in time or whoever was the Post-Gazette editor didn't sign me up. They're like, you're out in right field, buddy. I'm like, oh, this is great. Here I am at the game, and I can't even get in the press box.
Wait, what do you mean you were in right field?
Well, that's the story.
Your seats, or did they have an extra press setup out there?
I'm about to tell the story.
I'm very curious if you can't
clearly,
tell.
Yes. They sent me out to right field in the auxiliary press seating section where a bunch of us sat. They cleared out a whole section, so there's nobody out there. There's me and like a couple of other people, and it was a blessing because I was able to experience the atmosphere out there, the environment, the madness, the insanity firsthand, not in the press box where with the windows closed. Right. I don't know if they were or not. Even if they're open, you get much, much less a feel of the environment. I was part of it. It was amazing. And I could have sworn Malzi was there, but it must have been at the next year's wild card game. It must have been.
That's what I would have wanted as well, to be a part of the crowd.
I'll never forget it. I'll tell you that. Let's go to a call or two before we get to Tom.
Here is Frank in Slippery Rock.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What do you got?
But enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I've been a Pirate fan since Forbes Field days, and you are so right. That 2013 wild card game was amazing. My son and I, we had standing room tickets behind the first base area, and I tapped him on the shoulder in about the sixth inning and said, look at the concession stands. There's nobody there. Everybody was still in their seats.
And that's what John Wehner said. John Wehner was at the game. He participated in the Cueto chant, I might add. And it feels, as an aside here, that every other week I meet somebody from Carrick who knows John Wehner. He said he went up at one point and he said you could have played a wiffle ball game or a soccer game in the corridors and nobody was there. Nobody was in roaming around back there. City limits. It was empty because everybody was riveted to the game.
Nobody wanted to miss a pitch.
All right. Well, that's a great memory. And I'm sure a lot of people have similar ones of sharing that night with a loved one at the game. Although maybe Grilly's right, too, that a lot of people, not this guy, but a lot of people may claim they were there.
I have another quick call if you want to take it as well.
All right. Go ahead.
Here's Tom in Avalon.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad I got on. I've been at a lot of different games. I'm back to Franco and everything.
Yes.
I was at that Cueto game. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I always tell people that was the most eventful time in Pittsburgh in my life. And I'm old. So it was that good.
Man, I'll never forget it. And it always stood out to me that Ron mentioned that in his long career of seeing every sporting event of every type, that one was at the top. All right.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.